Today, I'm speaking with Tamea Bellarak about her new book, Embrace Your Fertility, Empowering You with the Tools to Help You Succeed. Hi, Tamea. How are you?
I'm great. Thank you.
Tamea, your book shares fertility options explained by 8 different experts. Tell me a little bit about your story and why you were inspired to write this book.
Well, I've been practicing infertility care for about 10 years now. And I learned fairly early on from my patients that they were seeing other practitioners because we're unable from a traditional Western medical perspective to help all of our couples. And so I noticed that a lot of my patients were seeing other practitioners such as acupuncturists, naturopaths, counselors, and they were having success with those techniques as well. And so I decided to reach out to these practitioners, got to know them, and then over the years, as I met more and more patients and helped more and more people, I decided to put together a resource for them because sometimes as they're going through the journey, they might not necessarily know all the options that are available to them. So I wanted to put that all together in one handy kind of manual or a reference book for them. And so that's what I've done. Every chapter is preceded by one of my patients. Some are anonymous. Some have chosen to share their names. And they talk about that particular technique. So, for example, there's someone who conceived with naturopathic help, someone with an acupuncturist, someone with counseling, someone with mind-body therapies, someone with sperm donation, egg donation, adoption, as well as Western medical treatment. And there's also a chapter where the couple did not succeed in having a child and how they managed to get through that and redefine themselves as their own family as well.
As a fertility expert, what was the most surprising modality for you to see?
For me, I would say it was the counseling and the mind-body therapies where you actually talk about some of the limiting beliefs or some of the programming that you pick up as children that you may not be aware of consciously that may be actually limiting your choices and your ability to get the results that you want. And so that was the most surprising for me.
Yeah, it's amazing. There are many people, I'm sure, millions of people that dream of having a family and maybe haven't been able to achieve that through natural means or by medical intervention. How does this book shed light on some of the other possibilities or options that are out there?
It explains all the different possibilities. So, for example, when someone is going through fertility treatments, they may find out that perhaps the partner may not have any sperm available or that the count is extremely low. So then one of the chapters talks about the possibility of using donor sperm and explains the whole process and the associated issues that arise with that. Or, for example, if a woman is unable to use her own eggs or has run out of her own eggs, then another possibility might be to use someone else's eggs, a younger woman's eggs. So there's a chapter on that and explains that as well. And then perhaps the couple is unable to conceive in any way that we have to offer. Then there's also a chapter on adoption. And by reading these, they may realize that some of these options that they may not have considered previously are perhaps possibilities for them.
Is this book intended to give hope?
Absolutely. The whole idea of the book was to empower the patients and empower them with all the information out there and all the different possibilities that they have, and also to share the patient stories that have gone through the process themselves and to gain strength from all the information and from all the sharing of the story.
As a doctor that's helped thousands of women achieve their dreams, what was it like for you when you yourself were going through fertility treatments?
Highly, highly similar to my patients' experiences in the sense that there was the monthly period, the monthly crying with the period, then reaching out to a physician, going through initial treatments, which were very simple, like taking a pill to make more eggs, then the insemination. By this time, I was actually in my fellowship, so I was even doing my own ultrasounds to see when I was ovulating.
Wow.
And then to the point where I was actually a chief resident and I was running in the mornings to have my blood work done and my ultrasounds done and then running to the operating room, running to see the patients on the floor, supervising medical students and residents all at the same time, studying for my final exams, going through a family lawsuit, and yet still also pursuing the fertility treatment.
Oh, my goodness.
And So finally, we did have a transfer on Easter Sunday, and we did conceive, and I have a 12-year-old daughter as a result now.
A 12-year-old daughter?
Yes.
That's wonderful. What was the most challenging part of that journey for you, and how did that open your eyes to maybe some of the different experiences that your patients were having that maybe you didn't, you know, really fully understand before?
I guess the most challenging part of the experience was the lack of control and the loss of control. And I see that in my patients every day, because in normal life, we are able to mostly achieve our goals by working hard, by doing the work, by studying. So a number of things that we do, and usually we are able to achieve the goal that we set. However, in fertility, you can do everything right and still not always get where you want to go, and your body's kind of doing things that you have really no control over. So that was an eye-opening experience, because I, like most of my patients, I think many of us are type A, and we like to control things in our lives, and that was the first time where I felt lack of control, and I see that in my patients as well. However, even though I've gone through the journey myself, I do find that everyone of us is an individual, and we cope in different ways based on our life experiences, based on our coping mechanisms, and based on ourselves and how we are.
And I'm sure, having gone through it yourself, you must be so much more empathetic in a sense, and I'm sure for your patients, a little bit more relatable. What do you hope your readers take away from your book?
I hope they take away that there is always hope and that there's always light at the end of the tunnel. I would like them to know that they are stronger than they may think that they are, and that they will be able to get through their journey and come out stronger at the end.
Now, we've been talking a lot about the journey with fertility. From the inception of your book to its completion, which many feel like is having a baby of their own, what has this journey been like for you?
Oh my goodness, it was definitely more work than I ever imagined. And it was very rewarding when it finally came to fruition. I still can't believe that it's actually out there. And it was definitely a coordinating learning experience, because I had the 7 other authors as well as the 10 patients to kind of work together all and coordinating them all to get everything in on time and to get it all edited, and we became a little family, actually, of our own.
Tell us what your website is. I know that you have a couple. You have one for the book and a personal one as well.
Yes, so the book one is www.embraceyourfertility.com, and then my own website is www.yourfertility.ca.
Tamea, thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you. It's been a pleasure. Thank you so much for having me.